Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. The Maine AFL-CIO issued a statement yesterday on what they are calling the Trump shutdown. Quote, nearly 750,000 workers nationwide will be locked out, put on leave, furloughed, or forced to work without pay due to the Trump administration's stubborn refusal to address the mounting health care crisis and fund the government. Below is a statement from Maine AFL-CIO President Cynthia Finney. She says, for months, the Trump administration and DOGE have targeted federal employees and gutted federal programs we all rely on without any accountability. Now the president is shutting down all government because he refuses to bargain in good faith and fix the health care crisis that will devastate our rural hospitals and jack up health care costs for working-class Mainers. Without a funding agreement, nearly 180 million Americans are facing a health care cost spike, a crisis of the administration's own making. Upwards of 31,000 low-income Mainers will lose coverage, and Maine's struggling hospitals will lose $24 billion in annual revenue due to the president's so-called One Big Beautiful Bill Act. In addition, health insurance costs through the Affordable Care Act marketplace will more than double if enhanced subsidies expire at the end of the year. Working families and our rural hospitals simply cannot sustain this massive blow to their budgets, especially while billionaires get tax breaks. This administration has already pushed 1 in 8 federal workers, 300,000 people, out the door this year alone. The president has allegedly stripped more than 1 million workers of their collective bargaining rights and canceled nearly 480,000 workers' union contracts. These are men and women, nearly 30% of whom are veterans, who deliver essential services to Mainers like Social Security, food and water safety, protecting our national security, and caring for our veterans. To add insult to injury, the president has announced that he intends to retaliate by firing more federal employees and eliminating programs Mainers rely on. The attacks on workers must end. Federal workers and their families should not be used as pawns to play political games. It's time for the president to end the shutdown, fund the government, fix the health care crisis, and stop his illegal attacks on working Americans. End quote. For more information, you can go to maineaflcio.org. The Bangor Visibility Brigade currently meets on Friday afternoons at the Essex Street overpass in Bangor at 3:30 p.m. They say, quote, the Visibility Brigade movement was born in 2020 on an overpass in Paramus, New Jersey, out of a frustration due to the lack of physical messaging in the real world about the existential crisis that we face as a nation. There are now multiple brigades across the country, with new ones forming every day. We believe that people need social proof to inform them how best to respond to this crisis, and we deliver inspiration weekly with new messages commenting on the issues of our time. Our goal is to remind neighbors of our nation's emergency and suggest simple actions they can take and encourage support of pro-democratic state and national political candidates. We literally stand over our messages, waving at passing cars, reminding everyday people that they are not alone in these unprecedented times. End quote. You can get more information at visibilitybrigade.com. And again, the Bangor chapter is meeting on Friday afternoons on the Essex Street overpass at 3:30. The Friends of Sears Island invite you to join them for a guided tree walk tomorrow, Friday, October 3rd, from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. The walk will be led by Sky Milstein, who is serving as the Maine Conservation Corps environmental steward for the Belfast Department of Parks and Recreation. Sky has a background in biology, plants, conservation, ecology, and land management. The event is free and open to the public. There's no need to pre-register. Participants should park along the causeway and meet at the picnic tables just beyond the gate by 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. Please note that hunting is allowed on Sears Island from October 1st to December 31st, with the exception of Sundays, so it's recommended that you wear blaze orange or brightly colored clothing, and pets are not permitted. In the event of rain, the program will be canceled. You can get more information at friendsofsearsisland.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.